Good afternoon, everyone. It is 1:47 p.m. We're here today, September 19, 2018, in the OPA hearing room, Suite 907 of the DNA building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the status conference of OPA PA 18-005, Take Care Insurance Company versus Department of Administration. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho. For the record, also present for the OPA are Rodolin Gerardo and Vincent Duenas. Will appellant Take Care Insurance Company please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record? Okay, will purchasing agency Department of Administration please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Shannon Titano and Joseph Perez, Assistant Attorneys General for the purchasing agency.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so just for the record, new public auditor has appointed me to preside as the hearing officer. The new public auditor has also recused himself from this matter as well. And designated me as the person to essentially preside over this appeal. And I will be giving a new scheduling order, the parties the opportunity to file any objections to that appointment that they feel they need to. Based on our conversation in the preceding case, I believe, Mr. Mayor, you have a motion to make.
Yes, sir. I wanted to make a motion to consolidate the two appeals, and I'm willing to file a formal motion to that effect if it's necessary.
I don't think that will be necessary. What is the basis for your particular motion? Let me just run down the laundry list here. Are the OPA-PA-18-003, that's the other case, does that have the same parties as this matter? Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Any objections to Mr. Mayor's motion, Ms. Titan?
No objection.
Okay. Based on the motion made, there be no objection. I will be issuing an order consolidating this matter with OPA-PA-18-003 and issuing a...
Sir, can I mention one thing that I think I may have given the wrong date on earlier? When I said November 19th, I think I was actually thinking about a date in your earlier scheduling order for filing remedies, requesting remedies. You know, I think that what I wanted to suggest was having the hearing the week of November 12th. And the reason for that is I believe November 19th is Thanksgiving week. Now, I can do it that day if that's what DOA wants to do and if that's what the hearing officer wants to do. I don't have any problem with November 19th.
Ms. Titano, do you have any issues with November 19th?
No issues.
Okay, I still have to look on that because we still have two other appeals that are going to formal hearing, one in October, the other is in November, but I believe the November case is an earlier one. I hope to be done with that matter before the week of November the 12th, definitely, hopefully before November the 19th, but I have to check my schedule as well. Just trying to get the party's preferences in terms of the time for hearing due. Are there any issues in OPA-PA-18-005 that I need to take up at this time?
I have a question.
Not that I know, sir.
Yes, Ms. Titano.
The procurement record is due Friday. It's the same record as 03, and I'm wondering, do we need to resubmit to the public auditor the same record and serve Mr. Mayor? And we'd be happy to serve Mr. Mayor again if that's what he would like, but I just wanted to clarify if we're required to submit the same record now that the case is consolidated.
Well, Mr. Mayor, the purchasing agent is asking me to order that the record submitted in OPA-PA-18-003 is also the record for OPA-PA-18-005. I usually do that in a consolidated case because it's the same procurement record. I know there's still the outstanding issue of the documents, but I imagine these would be the same documents that would be an issue in this appeal or in this second appeal as well. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I don't have any problem. I don't think they should have to submit the record again. I think it'd be, just to clarify for the record, I would suggest that DA would just file a simple statement that the hearing record in 005 is identical to the hearing record in 003, which has already been produced.
Okay. And I'll require that filing. So the person engaging may file such statement in lieu of a formal procurement record.
Thank you.
Can I ask this? I have one question now. I'm assuming that you will be filing an agency report, though.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Are there any other issues?
No.
So, there being none, I will issue a new consolidated scheduling order. It will contain a new motion filing deadline for the consolidated cases. And I still have to decide at least the one pending motion to cancel the RFP made in the prior case. Anything else, parties?
No, sir.
All right. There being none, we are off the record in this matter at 1:54 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.